Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm the Lord of the Killings.
I'm Intern Rick.
Hey!
Now go.
And I'm Intern Rick.
And I am Scotty Cash.
What?
Right.
What?
Welcome to the show.
Dude, I'm like Sting, dude. I never actually left, but I keep coming back.
I've heard that before.
Sans makeup this time.
From the rafters. It was amazing.
I wasn't
I didn't even know we had rafters in this building.
You're like, what's that? Is that a big old fat rat?
No, he's the people's champ. Came out of the crowd.
Is that what it is?
He came out of the crowd.
You think you know me. All right.
Awesome.
Hey, Drew Diamond Cutter.
No, that has nothing to do with any of those guys.
He's the people's champ.
Who is?
The Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Apparently
no,
Diamond
he's
Dallas
not,
Pages.
He's
he was the people. He came out of the crowd every time because he was the people's
self
champ.
High five.
That was before... Old douchebag came and stole the people's elbow in the champ.
Old douchebag. What's his... talking about Sergeant Slaughter?
No, Virgil.
Yeah. Oh, Virgil. Hey, redo this. We don't diss Virgil. We got to edit that out.
Okay. I'd like to apologize to Virgil and his family.
What if he listens? Yeah.
You are a good wrestler.
You might get a email like, "I'm Virgil. My champ ain't no circus. Go get your autograph." Anyway.
$20.
Virgil. Good times. So we are back from Chicago from our trip to C2E2. Very exciting weekend. We had a lot of fun. We met up with a lot of guys. We had the biggest gathering of Pop Culture Network crew members ever in one place.
Six.
Which was awesome.
It was more than six, wasn't
it? It was more than six. Because it was the four of us. It was Dirt. It was Eris. It was Sween Halleck. And Ryan Porter were all in attendance.
Hey, how super lame is Sween? Like, watching his videos, you're like, you know what? I bet this guy's all right. And then you get around and you're just like, dude, I wish this dude would go home.
Bogus.
I hope he doesn't listen. No, I loved Sween and Ryan Porter. Both of those guys were awesome.
They were incredibly awesome. It was so much fun hanging out with them in person, finally, after all this time.
And they fit right in. There was no like weird awkwardness. They came right in.
We don't allow that. You walk in, you get cussed out or made fun of instantly. That way you feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's welcome to the group.
two hours later, Ryan Porter was making fun of everybody else like we all were, and I'm sure Sween got a couple a couple punches in too.
Zingers.
Zing. So good times were definitely had. I can't wait to do it again for sure today. So before we actually get into some of the stories from the weekend, we'll go over some of the news items real quick, just because there are a few news items this week. Some of them straight from C2E2. But the first item is actually from a release we received from company Biff Bang Pow concerning their 8-inch retro-style figures. Killen, would you like to go forward with this announcement?
I would love to go forward with this announcement. they have announced that the 8-inch figures, which are the Mego-style figures that you've seen from like the Twilight Zone and the Venture Brothers and coming soon The Lost, which, no, actually, I think they have a couple out now, but the further seasons. Anyways, they have changed the numbers to be now limited edition figures. The Lost ones are going to be set to 1,000 pieces per, and the other series, they have not determined the numbers on them, but you can expect them to be pretty close to that numbering.
What about Hulk Hogan Mego figures? Does it say anything in there about that?
No.
They don't have the rest of those.
But, so what this means for all you collectors out there, they will be harder to attain, and the prices will rise.
Well, also makes it better when you actually finally get it, though.
That is true. Yeah. I just hope that, like, I know Sween loves those Twilight Zone figures, so I hope it doesn't make these harder to get for people like him who are really out for collecting these. But it makes me wonder if it's because, like, the retro style is kind of one of those things where, like, you love it or you hate it, you know? And there's either huge collectors of it or there's people that don't care for it at all. And it just makes me wonder if they kind of oversaturated the market with all these retro figures recently and they kind of had to go, whoa, hang on a minute. Let's tone it down just a little bit.
I think there's so many other companies out there trying to produce these figures now that they decided to make this a more collector-based by making them limited edition.
Which probably will work better, in all honesty, because, I mean, that's not just... The Mego stuff or the retro action stuff is just really not that mainstream. The only people who have really tried to mainstream it, I guess Bitbang Pow did because they had the Twilight Zone figures at Toys R Us, but Mattel put theirs at Toys R Us. And but other than that, I mean, that's always kind of been like a specialty shop sort of thing anyway, so...
They look beautiful on the cards, no doubt about that.
I think so, they're too. Amazing I do think the they look better on the card than they do off the no card, doubt about for it. Sure.
They look, yeah, they look the awkward. On
card, I do, too. I love the Ghostbusters ones. I think they were great.
On card.
On card. You're right.
Yeah, they look like cool, throwback, vintage things, but if you take them out, they're just like this...
They're dolls.
Droopy doll.
and they're droopy. That's the worst part. At least the Mattel ones are. I don't know.
Yeah, my Flash one about fell over on its face.
Their legs are so weak. They're awful,
Parts
man.
Don't fasten in the way they should. Yep. Like all the ghosts.
It's almost like a plush that never made it. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. But
you're plush.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Good looking out. All right, so a few things were actually at C2E2. There weren't any major reveals or anything like that. I mean, this is a smaller convention. It's definitely not on the scale of places like San Diego.
But you said it was bigger than last year.
But it was bigger, yeah. Yes. It was bigger than last year. You can tell that this convention is growing. It's getting bigger. And it's. I thought it was a really nice con. It's got a really good feel to it. It's... You know, it's kind of got that feeling like there's something happening, you know? Like, you can tell that it's growing. It's bigger than something... Like Wizard World Chicago, how awful that's been the last couple of years. C2E2 just really feels like something a little bit better.
Many of the vendors also, it looks to me as if they took their San Diego booth and transferred it over here before they construct probably their new, this year's San Diego booth. Get one more go around with that booth before we... burn it.
There are quite a few vendors at C2E2 that were the exact same vendors that were at San Diego. I saw so many of the same things and the exact same displays.
Yeah.
But there were a few smaller things. It was all low-key announcements. But some of the things that we saw, Diamond had their Minimates booth set up, per usual. And I don't really know if this is something that had been announced before C2E2, but I didn't know about them. They had on display two new Minimates brands. One of them was The Real Ghostbusters, which are Minimates actually based off of the cartoon series. They've done several based off of the movies, but now we're getting them based off the cartoon. And they included in that was actually like a bigger Minimate Stay Puft Marshmallow Man that looked really cool. And then they also had like a Statue of Liberty. Yeah, they were very cool looking, actually.
I seen the Ghostbusters, but I didn't see a Puff.
Yep, there was a Puff in the middle. It was in the middle, kind of up a little higher. And they even had like Sam Hain and the Boogeyman and some of like the memorable ghosts from the show.
Hey, what cartoon was it that had the monkey?
That was Filmation's Ghostbusters.
Where are they at? I want the monkey.
Yeah. they're not with these guys.
Well, I'm pretty sure we knew that the Minimate figures were there, but I don't know nothing about the Stay Puft or the Specialty.
Yep. They were very cool. And I was really kind of pleasantly surprised because I was walking by and I saw the big poster they had. And I was like, oh, Real Ghostbusters, that's cool. And then when I walked in their booth and I saw all that, very cool stuff. And then on the other side, they had another new display for Minimates, which was Marvel vs. Capcom, based off of the new video game that's out. And I thought that one was really cool because they've done lots of Marvel characters in Minimates form before, but now we've got all these video game characters too. They had like Zero from the Mega Man games in there. They had Beautiful Joe in there in Minimate form. They had characters from Resident Evil in Minimate form. And just seeing some of these Capcom characters like that, I was at, oh, like Guile apparently. Sonic Boom.
Turn your phone off,
Rick. Amateur.
I was actually really excited about that. I haven't bought Minimates really in a long time, but I'll probably end up picking some of those up.
That's actually good for that brand because that brand is starting to kind of die a little bit. And I think that'll revamp it and make it more realistic because how many times are you going to do the Marvel characters over and over?
Exactly.
And over?
It's like they've been in a rut for
they're,
a while.
I think they're
the
actually
things.
On wave 26, 27, 28, somewhere in there.
Marvel Minimates.
Right. And it's getting out of hand.
Whew.
Not including all the exclusives and the special 4-packs and the 2-packs. And
I kind of wish there was a way I could just buy the video game figures from that line because you know they're going to be packaged one Marvel, one Capcom character. I wish I could just get the Capcom characters. That's all I really want out of those. I want the Mega Man characters. I want Beautiful Joe. I want some of those. But that's cool stuff.
I'm sure you can just walk in and, you know,
mix them out. Oh, yeah, that's good. Return it to the store with the wrong guys in there.
I've seen it before.
Yeah, people do that.
On He-Man.org, somebody returned the new 2-pack of Skeletor and Lex Luthor with the 2002 Skeletor.
Oh,
he's like, and the guy's put the picture up. Was like, I seen this at Toys R Us today. And I was like, I want that.
That's ridiculous.
That's almost like funny stuff. And people do that.
2002, like, dude. I was just like,
that's a cool figure. Why would you do that?
What's funnier? Maybe it had like 10. Returned it, or the fact that Toys R Us actually accepted it?
Because they, exactly. They have people working the front. They don't know any better. Yeah. I mean, unless you got somebody like us working at Toys R Us, the regular kids that they hired don't know anything.
But if you saw that, would you not return it anyways? Because you'd be like,
"No, I kinda,
I want that.
I'd flip it over. Get this out of my store."
Yeah, throw it at them. Get out of here, nerds.
No, I take a picture with the guy with a thumbs up. I'm like, "Yeah, let's go on my Facebook." But no, we can't take that.
I'd say, "Don't." Thank God, what's his name's not here.
Disco Skeletor. Who, Dirt?
I'm not.
I'm not.
Yeah, him. I'm not.
I'd be like, I need to call my manager to make sure I can return this. Hello, police. And then just see him run. I keep it. Is that illegal?
No. That's fine.
I need to get I need to get a law book that says
it's probably frowned upon. But yeah, I don't know if it's legal.
Thanks, Bin Laden.
That's no problem. I am Bin Laden, your financial advisor and legal advice. Because, you know, he's smart.
For sure. DC Direct also had a display up, and they had all of the Batman Arkham Asylum figures on display, which, by the way, looks so freaking cool. I've got to get those at some point.
Sega production is on its way.
Yeah, I can't wait, because I'm for sure getting all those figures.
One of the first times DC Direct has ever decided to go back to reproduction.
Well, they sold out so fast. Well, you got that box in, and they sold out overnight.
Did you get a set?
No.
Oh, really?
Well, the case we got was only Joker and Harley Quinn. And
Batman?
We got, no. Wow. Joker and Harley Quinn were the only ones in the case, and we got them in that day, and we listed them, and the next morning, they had all sold.
Because you know why? The pre-orders, because this line was late.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be out in, like, February.
So, yeah, it was, like, almost 6 months late. And so the point is, I ordered these way in advance, thinking, great, some more DC Direct stuff that may or might sell. Let me get the figures I know will sell. So I got Jokers and Harley Quinn because they always sell, no matter what they are.
How many did you get of each?
Three.
There was only six figures in the case.
Per case like that? Oh, okay, got it.
No, it wasn't a case. I ordered these individually.
Oh, okay.
So they, gone instantly. All the Jokers sold instantly. We put the Harley Quinns online and they lasted the night.
Yeah, the Joker's sold in the store, and then the Harley Quinn sold overnight through the website.
Oh, really?
It was ridiculous. So I was like, well, I guess I'll have to wait till we get a case in again so I can actually, because I want one of each, hopefully.
Which I was expecting that we'd get them, you know, next shipment, but lo and behold, they were completely sold out.
So.
That's racist.
I can't wait till they go back. You're right, it is. I didn't get them, so. But they're going back into production, thankfully. But one of the things that they had on display, too, was a teaser of the figures that they're doing based off of the sequel to that game, which is Arkham City. Yeah. And the figure that they had on display was the new version of Harley Quinn from the new game. And she was just as cool looking as the other one. She's got a little bit of a new look in this game. She's not wearing the face paint, and she's not wearing, like, the jester hat, but instead she's got, like, two ponytails, and one's got, like, red coloring on the ponytail, and the other's got black coloring on it.
And she has a bat.
And she's holding a candy cane striped bat, and she's so cool looking.
We actually seen a chick dressed up like her already.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. So I didn't even realize that the artwork for that game had gotten out. I didn't know that. So I was very pleasantly surprised to see it.
I'm surprised you didn't know
that. The figure's beautiful, but I don't feel that she's very Harley Quinn-esque. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a fan of the traditional jester Harley Quinn, but
you can only do
sans face paint, and
you can only do Harley Quinn so many times.
Even her outfit was very leather clad.
It's a little different.
Lot of belts and straps. And
have you played that game?
Whatever else.
Have you played the first game?
Yeah,
no, I haven't.
You should.
It's incredibly hard.
You should. It's awesome though. I beat
incredibly
it.
Hard.
I tried to. I tried to play it, and I kept getting stomped out.
Love it.
Were you eating with one hand and playing with on the controller with one hand?
Yeah, I do it one hand. Is that how you do it?
Well, yeah, but I didn't.
Is that a Wii? It's not a Wii.
I think that's one of the best video games I've played in years.
Years.
It was hard.
So good.
It was amazing.
But like the, I mean,
impossible.
almost. It still felt like Harley Quinn in the game. I mean, the voice was you know, the voice from the animated series, I'm pretty sure, and she was perfect.
If it wasn't, they got somebody that would just like it.
Well, I know Batman and Joker both were, and I don't know. That game was awesome.
That was probably one of my favorite Harley Quinn looks. Was
from the game? Yeah. From that game? I thought it was cool.
The first one's sexy as all get out, but I don't know, a little lacking on the new one.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. I'm excited for it. So, cool stuff there. You gotta make sure we get lots of cases of those. So they don't sell out.
And then give them to us for free.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna give you free toys, but...
You know, why wouldn't you?
Well, you're right. You're a good friend.
I do a lot for you.
You do a lot for me.
So, moving on with Mattel. Mattel had their display set up. It was pretty much everything that we've already seen at New York Toy Fair. It wasn't anything really new. But they had a huge setup for all the WWE stuff. They had all the Green Lantern movie stuff. They had the new Young Justice figures. Where they
beautiful.
Did
beautiful.
They are very cool. And they did reveal a new 6-inch, which was Red Arrow.
Yep.
They had never shown Red Arrow before. So Red Arrow was revealed this weekend. And then they had, they had the Masters Universe display, where they had Catcher on display, they had Cyclone on display, Manny Faces, Clawful.
Castle Grayskull.
Manny Faces in person is just like...
He's great looking.
No, don't say it. See, now you... Look, everybody's already tweeting, Castle Grayskull!
Yeah.
We're killing confirmed! Castle Grayskull will be released this Easter!
That was just a diorama they had set up.
Well, it was the piece that they used in the display at San Diego, but they recut it and put it in the case.
Because they had this huge display set up with it at San Diego.
Which I really want that piece, because it is awesome.
It's funny, though, because you say that, but it seriously happens. Like, even though they've used that piece before, a bunch of people have been posting online after C2E2 going, where's that Castle Grayskull from? Is there a new Castle Grayskull? And it's like, it's just a display, guys.
I've seen a question where they were talking about if they did a Castle Grayskull, it would be massive.
Yeah.
Someone's like, the C2E2 Castle Gray, or whatever one it was, and they're like, would you do just front and back? Or would you do like a big castle? And they're like, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, you know, like a shed in your backyard.
$1,000.
Sign me up.
I'd buy it.
You better, because if you don't buy it now.
But no, that was the Catcher was the first time that they showed her in package.
Yes, they showed her in package for the first time, and they revealed her bio for the first time.
Which is crazy.
Yes.
She's actually was part of the Jackson 5, and I didn't know that.
Oh, that's what the bio said?
It was Tito, Michael, Catra, Jermaine, and Scrappy Doo.
I had no idea.
I didn't know either until I read that bio.
That's
from Stumandus.
Those bios keep getting wilder and wilder, dude. Wow. Yeah,
they're just reaching.
They are reaching. They're just reaching.
And Fisto
jump the shark, dude. They jump the shark.
Fisto was Catra's Faja.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's
write
nuts.
That down. Tweet that.
So the figures that were on display looked pretty much exactly the same as New York Toy Fair, with the exception of the faceless one, who had a little bit of a new paint job. The inside of his cloak is now painted black, which is what fans online have been begging for since the pictures at Toy Fair, because that's how he looked in the cartoon. So
definitely,
that's really cool that Mattel answered the fans on that one. They also apparently deepened the black in the eye sockets to make him look a little more shadowed. And the ram stone he was holding wasn't translucent anymore. The one at New York was a little more translucent. Now it had like a swirly kind of marbly paint job on it, and they said that that's going to be the final look for the stone.
That's crazy. Did you notice that, or did you know?
I didn't notice the stone. I saw people talking about it online. I completely overlooked it.
Yeah, me, so did I.
It's like I didn't
overlook his hood.
I didn't notice that, just like I don't notice shoulders. So
you ruin everything, dude.
Hey, I gotta be honest, I didn't relook at any of the figures.
Because
you're
like,
just assumed
because
they were
all
the same.
Like, I saw those at Toy Fair and you kept.
Well, I just assumed they would be the same, but I guess they were prototypes, so they
we're
are.
We're professionals, I guess we need to be a little more we need to go in there with some magnifying
glasses. Lesson learned.
It was my first time seeing it.
Then we should blame you.
Oh, it's Rick's fault.
Who's up for blaming Rick?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Okay. So put this
motion
down on
carried.
Record.
Motion
put the,
carried.
Put this down on record. Everybody who is upset at me not noticing the shoulders, it's Rick's fault.
Right.
Blame Rick.
Just take some of the heat off Pixel Dan for a change.
Oh, and by the way, I love Transformers, just so everybody knows.
What?
Yeah.
No. You can't be in here.
Why?
You can't be on the show if you like Transformers.
I'm TFG2 Scotty Cash.
No, you're not. Get out of here.
I am too.
TFG2s. You love Generation 2.
I do. Is there a Generation 2?
There was a Generation 2.
Were they the ones in the Happy Meal? Because I have some of those.
Dose?
Yeah,
ATGF.
Hey, speaking of which, I totally bought some awesome GoBot stuff this weekend.
Where at?
Chinatown.
Yeah?
We went to Chinatown, and we were shopping, and in one of the stores, no joke, I found two Mint on Card GoBots pencil sharpeners from 1984 for $3 a piece.
It's kind of sad. Cause
Mint on Card.
It's because they're actually the originals, and I was hoping they were like bootleg GoBots.
Yeah, but they were originals.
Because I sure did find a,
I sure did buy them, though.
You even had to blow the 1984 dust off the shelf.
Right.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
When you paid for them, she's like, are you sure you want these?
Yeah.
Yes, I want these.
They've been sitting here since 1984.
You know what? Are you sure?
Well, I bought them, and they're awesome. They're in my collection now.
Did you open them?
No. Nope. I'm going to leave them on the card. They're awesome on that card. Why would I open them? They're just pencil sharpeners if I open them.
We walked all the way to Chinatown to find bootleg stuff, and the only bootleg thing Killen spotted like a hawk was knockoff Power Rangers, and it made my day.
Yeah. It's like a five-pack, right?
Throw me a kiss. Yeah, it was a six pack.
A six pack?
They totally had that thing tucked, and that should have been like right up front where people see it.
Yeah, for sure. It was the last one pushed all the way back, like on the second shelf from the floor. I never would have seen that if you didn't go like bend down and look for it. You're like, well, what's that? And I was like, get out of here.
Well, I saw the top of it. I was like, I know what that is. And then sure enough, it was.
The best part was you just grabbed it and ran to the register. Dude, like, no hesitation. Dude.
I didn't want somebody from the back to go, no, we need that.
Well, he picks it up. I said, he's running to the car. I said, it's $7. He goes, I don't even care.
I didn't even look at the price tag. I could have went up there and been like, oh, bootleg Power Rangers, $200. I'd have been like, you guys do debit card?
I was kind of mad because one of the bootlegs I found that I wanted to actually get was a bootleg video game console, which is one of those ones where they have the games built into it. And it said some ridiculous, like, 76,001.
Yes, it was.
It was something like that.
That was an outrageous claim.
76,000 games in one.
They wanted $20 for it, and I felt that was a little too high. Like, if it was, like, 10, maybe 15 even.
The controller was based off the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, it looked like the Nintendo 64 controller.
Sega. It was a Sega controller, a Nintendo 64 controller, and a gun.
Yeah, yeah, there were three controllers, and then I don't even know if there was an actual system. I think they were in the controllers. Yeah.
So obviously,
76,000 games in one.
Obviously,
like,
it was top of the line.
It was clearly top of the line.
But I couldn't bring myself to it.
It was kind of like
it.
PlayStation 4.
What did they call it, though? It was something like silly like that, though, too. It was like Fun Station or something weird like that.
But it was also like a classic new style games or something, remember? Because it was like modern, brand new, or I don't remember.
It was awesome.
Was something like that.
It's like probably a bunch of games they stole from like some college's kids.
76,000 games. 76,000 games. How do you do that? How is that possible?
Because they changed the color in like 20 times.
I was
going to
say,
game.
It's like multiples of the same game, just slightly different looking.
That's how it usually is.
Yeah.
What was that one? What was that one thing that I think Chad or Jaren had? It was like Circus Charlie.
It's Circus Charlie on it. But Circus Charlie's a real game, though. That's what's crazy.
Circus Charlie was like Mario Brothers with a panda.
Yeah. Oh, they. That's what it was. It was. It was called
Fake Mario Brothers.
It was called like Panda something.
Was it?
Pandamar. It was called Pandamar.
But it was.
We were like,
Super
what's
Mario 1?
Yeah, we were
with a panda.
With a panda instead of Mario.
and Pandamar 2. Super Mario Brothers 2.
With a panda. It was awesome. I love those things, dude. Those are amazing.
Then we bought...
That was sketchy.
It's definitely sketchy.
Yeah,
for sure.
For sure.
Sketchy. For sure.
TV got a virus, but at least you got to play the game for like 10 minutes.
The TV got a virus.
And then me and Killen bought... what do you call it? Samurai China... Clothes for our daughters.
Like the kimono type things?
Yeah, they're like the silky, like, pajamas.
That girls wear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With, like, the coat and the pants. You know, Mariah loved hers, and Julie was getting ready to go to sleep, and I said, no, let's try... I was like, no, you go to sleep. She's like, I want to put it on. And she was just... She had to put this thing on. So I was like, you know what?
Julia.
Mariah tried hers on and loved it, and she wanted to wear it to bed, and I was like, nah, let's wash it. So then Julia...
Yeah. Wash it.
Through the washing machine?
Well, I don't know. It's in the dirty clothes. But Julia had to put hers on because her sister had it on. So I put it on her, and she looks at it, and she just starts, like, wanting to get it off because it's itching her neck. So she like, tears off the first the two buttons. It's like, D-d-d. So I'm like, oh, that's ruined. So we got to sew these buttons. Does Rylan like hers?
I just put a jacket on to see if it fit, and it actually did. But she loved her shoes. She took those shoes, and that's all she wanted to wear. Because she's a shoe freak.
Because it's a collar that's like tied around the neck, and apparently Julia is like, she's not having that.
No.
So she was like, bleh. And it's like, I was like, well, that's ruined.
Yeah, because the buttons were like extremely hard. They felt really fragile.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
That's what you get for buying it in Chinatown.
Yep. That's right.
Chinatown was cool, though. I liked
it. It was awesome.
I liked it a lot better than the New York Chinatown, I must say. It was a lot cooler looking.
Well, because Chinatown is closer to Chicago than New York.
If it wasn't so cold, it would have been better.
Yeah, it was freezing that day. How weird was it that it was freezing in Chicago and it was like 75, 80 degrees here in Springfield?
Yeah.
I was upset, dude.
And we got here and we were like sweating.
Yeah. I'm like, why is it so freaking cold?
And then the exact next day was all sunny and warm and beautiful and amazing.
Yeah, I know, right? Totally should have been. I wish that was like how it was that weekend.
I guess all the breeze off the lakes or whatever just freezes Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, Windy City, right? God, it was crazy. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about our C2E2 experiences and all the fun, crazy things that happened.
Hi, I'm Alan Price.
And I'm Chris Vinn. I also do a podcast called Master Universe Chronicles.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Will He-Man and She-Ra have also been on the show?
To my vein and the annoyance of my entire life, yes, this is Operation Retroshock, and he managed to get me to let He-Man on the show.
I have power, you see.
But He-Man is not what we mainly cover. We cover loads of retro things, be it the 80s, the 90s. I know you can't really class the noughties as retro, but we'll talk about stuff from then anyway.
We're not naughty though, right?
No, we're far from naughty.
Okay.
But we cover things like Back to the Future, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Batman, you name it. We'll either have done it or gonna do it.
Yeah, so obviously you listen to podcasts that's on popculturenetwork.com, very much like ours. Ours is uploaded, 2 weeks out of four on a Sunday. So then you can listen to all the retro goodness, and you can even contribute if you want to. You can head over to Pop Culture Network forums and type in there what you'd like to see. Heck, you can even buy a t-shirt with an Operation Retro Shock logo on it.
And you could be entered in the competition. So yes, join us every other Sunday for some retro goodness.
Oh yeah, dig it!
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
We're back. It Figures Podcast. Pixel Dan, Killen, Rick, Scotty Cash. What else we got? That's good. It. Thanks,
well,
for, thanks for joining us.
Thanks
today.
For joining us. See you next
what
week.
What you need?
Hey, how enthusiastic was I, though? Was I?
That wasn't very enthusiastic.
No, that was his that radio was voice, man.
That was his radio
on
voice.
The radio.
I do this podcast thing.
Yo, this is Sky Cash and Hot 99.7. No, playing today's hottest country. Call in.
No, it's actually, it's Figures It Out. It's my new action figure podcast.
Figures It Out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Playing a new hot folklore for all you crazy cats and gnarly dudes out there.
What, Skater Die?
You know, hey, what we got?
So, C2E2, we were there, and there was a bunch of us.
Word.
And there was definitely something crazy happening somewhere, right?
Right.
So where do we start?
Start with the drive. So, it was me. And you.
Did anything exciting happen on the drive?
And Scott and Rick. Well, actually, it was us four. We drove up.
When we first got there in Chicago, I was asking random people if they were DTF.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
There was a couple people that were like, what? DTF?
Even roll down the window and ask somebody in the car next to us at one point.
Oh, that's right. If they knew where DTF was. That's almost on the corner of 19th and 6th Street. He said, he looked at me real confused. He's like, oh, do you have an address? For those of you at home, DTF is down to freak. They're trying to Google like DTF. Like, what? What is this?
It's like DTA, dude.
So
don't trust anyone.
Dirt and Eris, they took a separate car and they drove like grandpa's all the way there.
Oh wait, there is a story here.
We passed them once on the highway, and then we had to stop because little girls got a cashier had to go pee every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes.
So when we went, he had to go empty his bladder, and then. you know, we stopped for like a good 5 to 10 minutes, and we got back on the highway, and then here we go passing up dirt and airs yet again on the highway.
Yeah. Well, you were like, we're waving at that car, and I was like, what is he doing? And it was like, there they go. Dirt and airs.
But then by the time we got to Chicago, dirt was hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah, dirt was hammered.
Dirt drank all the way there.
With his little gate. With his little canteen. Flask.
Yeah, his flask.
Flask full of rum.
Because he calls me when we get to Chicago, and as soon as I picked up the phone, I could just tell. Because he's just like, yeah. He's like, where are you guys at? And I was like, we're in Chicago. We're on the freeway right now. And then he just starts screaming random stuff. And I'm like, are you drunk? And he's like, I'm out of rum completely. I drank all of it. I'm just like, oh, good. Doug, it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever, 1 o'clock, and he's just done.
Well, no, I wouldn't even that. It was like 11:30.
Oh, it was in the morning still? Okay, yeah.
Because we checked in at our super sweet hotel at like noon.
Right.
Noon o'clock.
You're right.
But the only reason I peed a lot was, ain't you ever seen Bingo, where that kid keeps stopping and peeing so his dog can follow him?
Oh, you're trying to get the dog to
fall. Yeah, I didn't know if Tanner might want to go to Chicago, so I peed all over, you know, the toilet and the walls, and he never did show up, so apparently he didn't care about Chicago.
And at the bathrooms that we stopped at, there must have been a lot of kids doing that, because there was pee and stuff all over. So,
they all love their dogs, dude.
Nasty bathrooms.
I actually had a better time hanging out and acting like a freaking fool all weekend than I did at the convention.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really find anything that I wanted to buy at the convention. There was a few things that I wouldn't mind having, but for the most part, I don't know. I mean, I still had a good time at the convention, don't get me wrong, but it was just not what I expected. I don't know. I expected more dealer booths when there wasn't. You know, I mean, there was still a lot. There was just, I don't know. I wanted more, because there was, I mean, do you guys agree there wasn't as many there as there was at, like, Wizard World or anything?
Yeah, I think they were missing. They had about half of dealers I expected, but they had so many more vendors there that it covered most of the floor.
I think the problem is because you've really only been to the Wizard conventions the last few years, and they've been, like, nothing but dealers anymore.
Okay.
And C2E2, like he said, has got, like, it's about half vendors and half dealers now.
Yeah, it's kind of split. Vendors, dealers, and Ars Alley.
Well, I just expected more, you know? Because if they're growing, why wouldn't vendors want to be there? You know what I mean?
Well, I think they will. I think they'll come. Yeah. I don't know. I actually found more at this show than I have the last couple cons I've been to. So I was actually quite okay with, as far as the dealers go.
The variety was a little better this time around.
Yeah, like, I remember, I never really found anything much at Wizard World to buy. I even didn't find very much at San Diego to buy, but I bought quite a bit.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on the Wizard World. I don't think I bought anything.
Yeah, I don't remember leaving there with, like, one or two things, maybe.
There was some stuff I did see that I wanted, actually really wanted, but it was just so ridiculously high priced. Like, Spider-Man 2099 from the Spider-Man Classics,
yes.
$90.
Come on, $90.
$90.
Yeah. We sold ours for 30.
Did we have a 2099?
Yeah,
before
we've had several of them.
$90. Yeah.
They even had the black costume Spider-Man. That's the super unrare one, and they wanted like $45 for that. I'm like, no, you're drinking.
Yeah, their price is too high. That's drinking. Silly.
But they were like, your guy had his prices kind of high, but he was definitely willing to.
He negotiated cut deals. Yeah, definitely. Good. And like I don't really think like that guy's booth wasn't necessarily like unreasonable prices. It was just he knew what things were worth.
Yeah,
you know, he was charging
a little bit more
accurate prices on,
because you know someone's gonna go,
yeah,
I'll give you 10. Hey, but I sure did get a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger juice bar.
Yes, you did.
I haven't even showed him yet.
For $5, yeah. Right?
Okay, it's got like, you put the little water in there and you mix the juice in there, and then it's got like a kind of like I guess a Gatorade jug where you push a little lever down, and it came with like little Power Ranger cups.
I can't wait till you do a video with
it. Super sweet.
That's super awesome.
Would you like a spot of tea?
For $5, dude. That is you couldn't pass that up.
When it was unused, like the tape was, you know, new tape or
it was
whatever.
Brand new, sealed.
They used it.
What a random thing
it
to
still
find,
still had
too.
The Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Kool-Aid mix.
He didn't use that. Tell us how that is.
He just used it to lick the inside of the cups.
Hey, what if it's like,
what if
I get hammered or something off that because it's so old? Like Kool-Aid from the 1990s.
Like it fermented?
Yeah, why wouldn't it? Like wine.
Awesome.
So anyways, now we're off track. So back to the hotel.
So, yeah,
we get there, and then Ryan Porter totally like, hey guys, I'll get there when I get there. Go ahead and wait. So,
oh, we're blaming this on him.
15.
Now.
Give me 15 yep. minutes. An hour later,
he comes rolling on in. Hey guys, threw his stuff on the floor. Whatever, and sat down.
Yeah, punch Scott in the face.
I'm Ryan Porter. Deal with it. Well, no, nobody punches me in the face. I'll put a pop nut on that kid's head. I hope you're listening, Ryan Porter. Meet me at the gym.
So we got him up, and we situated our peoples, and then we took the...
We waited for Swain, too.
We waited for Swain, too. He was coming in, because Ryan Porter took like 3 days to get there, so we had time...
3 days!
...for Swain just to come to the hotel.
Yeah, the convention was half over, and he's like, hey, you got... just hold tight, I'm almost there.
Well, the best part, though, is while we're waiting... intern Rick's just getting hammered for no reason.
No, he wasn't hammered. He wasn't drunk.
Oh, yeah.
He's totally admitting I was drunk this time. What are you talking about?
No, not for the longest time.
So, like, dude. Out of control, dude. Like, by the time we get on the bus to get to the convention, intern Rick's, like, screaming and hollering
cuss
and
words.
Yelling. Cussing on the bus
cuss
so
words.
Loud.
I was drunk.
It's like,
yeah, because I'm so effing drunk, Scotty Cash. F your mama.
This is how drunk I was, all right? From walking outside of the Hard Rock. The entire walk to the shuttle by the NBC building, I do not remember.
Jesus.
Well, he was shooting stuff, dude.
All I know is Ryan and Sween's first impression of intern Rick was this drunken, cussing maniac.
With piercings.
With piercings all over his face.
Well, I guess I didn't. Skater dies. He did get in there kind of rough.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And Sween's like, I thought we were just going to hang out and watch movies. No.
What?
Pass the peace pipe. No, Sween, dude, we gotta go. I thought we were gonna hang out. What's the convention?
He spent too much time working in the library.
Hey, so. and then throughout the weekend, I would scream his name randomly wherever we were on the
Sween
bus,
Halleck.
In the bathroom, in the convention, anywhere where he would be kind of embarrassed, I was screaming his name.
I don't think he was ever embarrassed. He always laughed every time.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
I think we just got them used to us pretty. They had no choice. They had to just get used to it.
Yeah.
And this year we totally lucked out on the shuttles. That saved a lot of cab fare.
Yeah, it did. It was free shuttles. Oh, yeah. That was nice.
It was about
waiting
a
warm
kind of
sucked every now and then, but yeah. It was way better than paying cabs every time we went.
Yep.
It was way better.
And so we did a convention thing.
Got the convention thing. Rick was hungover by the afternoon because
he
drank
Damien.
So much.
Damien had a headache because he started drinking too a little early. Man, no, I need some ash, bro.
That was on Saturday.
You sure?
Yeah.
No, that was Friday at the convention because you guys were drinking in the hotel room.
Oh, because I didn't sleep. I had a headache behind my eyes, you know, from sleeping.
Or from drinking.
I was feeling crap.
Go ahead.
But anyways, I was good. Took that, ate some food. I was gold.
So then we went to the Nerd City panel that day.
Right.
We gave Max a whole lot of crap during the panel. That was kind of fun. Good. That was kind of fun.
Were you there with us?
No, I lost you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Very quick.
It was so funny. Like they were announcing the panel members, and when they got to Max, we booed really loud.
Very nice.
And then when they got to Ben, we stood up and applauded.
Arsenio Hall.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
But Max is happy because he's always wanted to be booed.
That's what he kept saying.
That's like my life's dream.
Yeah, he said it was his goal to one day be booed, so we made him reach his dreams. That was funny. So then, we did the con for the rest of the day, and then we went to the Nerd City kickoff party that night, which was at Reggie's in Chicago, where we proceeded to all get drunk, except for Rick, who was already hungover, so he just went to bed.
Yeah, he stood us up like a bad blind date.
You got drunk a few hours too early, dude. You just totally missed out. Totally
missed. I did try multiple times, but I did.
Man, that was crazy. I don't remember half that night.
Yeah,
it ends up being like the best night ever.
it was awesome, dude. Well, first of all, they had this. Okay, one of the big things they were promoting for this was Boobs and Goombas, which was the Super Mario Brothers themed burlesque show. So you know, everybody was like, "Well, yeah, we kind of want to check that out. That sounds kind of cool." And then it was lame as hell.
It was extremely lame. Yes, that is correct.
It was a commercial.
It was a commercial for their burlesque show. So it was nothing. It was
like
a
tease.
It was junk. So boo to that. We all agree. Everybody agrees.
I did record Toadstool getting naked, though.
Good job.
Can we put that on the website?
Probably not.
Well, we just censor it out. What the heck? What do you want?
We'll put some Mario music behind it.
No, they already have it. It's like when you're trying to pick the cards on Mario 3 or whatever.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, it seemed like that was the thing, too, because, like, at first I was like, this is actually going to be kind of cool because they're using these Mario music and they got these costumes. This might actually be awesome. And then it was just that stupid commercial wanting us to come to actually pay and see their show. And I'm like, eh, boo. Not even going to bother.
Yeah.
Not even going
to
bother.
Well, you forgot before we went to Reggie's, I made you shoot about two or three glasses of Straight Captain.
Yes.
And then we... Yes. Well, no, no. We shot...
Shot two.
And then...
And then I started doing some mixed drinks.
Right.
So I started actually drinking Captain
Well on
Coke.
Our way.
So we were already good when we got to the bar and met up with... actually, some of the guys from the org were there. He met at org. I talked to them for a little bit. Jeremy. And we hung out with Ben quite a bit, and then, yeah, we went to that show, and then it really kicked up because the live band karaoke started.
Which is great.
Which was so freaking amazing.
Yes.
And we just, like, it was me and Scott and Damien and Ryan and Sween. We just proceeded to drink and drink and drink and rock out with this live band karaoke.
Well, okay, you guys say this. Once the burlesque show bombed, almost half the room cleared out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these people were so upset that they just...
They were not happy.
Yeah, it sucked.
So we decided, since we were kind of drunk, and this was something cool, that we were going to make the best of it. So we get right down at the front of the stage. And
jamming.
Screaming.
And first of all, this is like the coolest karaoke I've ever seen. Because having an actual live band play the songs with you, being up on a stage with a band singing is like... It's the coolest thing ever, you know?
This seems like a very good idea to take out to different clubs or even to take on the road. Who would not like the idea?
Well, these guys
can be frontman.
Yeah.
For even for just one song.
And these guys do this on a regular basis, I think.
And they were awesome.
They were so good. They like the guitar player was amazing. He rocked. And it was really cool because a lot of the people that got there and sang were really good at singing. Mm-hmm. So it actually kind of made us, I mean, it was awesome experience because it was pretty much like watching a band, but we wanted to do it. We got drunk enough to where we're like, we'll sign up. But then all these people were good.
You have to also know that there was a full soundboard operator on the far end of the stage.
Yeah.
Reverbing everybody's mics and making them sound really amazing.
Really?
Too. Yeah. There was.
Because I didn't sound amazing.
And then
I sounded awful.
And then Ryan Porter went and signed up. And then, I don't know, 20 minutes later, I went and signed us up. And he's like, well, you're... I was like, how many more we got? And he kept counting like... And I was like, no. I said, here, I'm going to give you this $10 bill. And you put us about right here. And he was just like, all right, you're after the next few songs.
Yeah, so Scott paid off the guy and got us on stage sooner. That was ridiculous.
So,
the first time you paid somebody off over the weekend, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so we go, and then like 10 people later, Ryan Porter goes.
Poor Ryan.
Who signed up, 20 minutes before we did.
Sorry, Ryan. They had money talks.
A whole ten bucks.
Yeah. So Scott and I go up there and we sang "Don't Stop Believing."
Well, I screamed.
Screamed it. Which, by the way, my voice is still like this from that night. It has not come back all the way yet. But that video's on the site. I'm sure you guys have seen it by now.
Half of it.
It's bad, but it was so much fun.
It's on the video. I give props to the guitar player Jacob from Twilight, which totally wasn't him. It was just some like Indian guitarist and his partner Weezer. And then I gave love to the Def Leppard drummer in the back. So he's just like, yeah man, Def Leppard, bro. So if you watch the video, watch it again, and you can see at the very end of the video I give these guys love. And then I walk by that guy and he goes, man, how'd you know my name was Weezer, man? And I go, well, your mom showed me the birth certificate, duh. And he's just like, you guys rock. I was like, it's like, you rock. I was trash, dude.
Oh, hey, dude, no, yeah,
I was so torn. And then towards the end, like, everybody was like, give it up for the band. I kept screaming, it's all about the bass. I kept cracking the bass.
The bass, yeah.
It's all about the bass, man.
Ryan Porter sung an awesome Enter Sandman.
He did do good.
Closed out the show with Enter Sandman. He was the last one to go, I think. It was awesome.
He's the encore?
Yes, that's right.
Hey, how was that beer that we had?
Zombie dust beer.
It was homebrewed, right? For this convention.
I think it was for that bar, right?
It tasted
And it was terrible.
It was like a summer ale from, that's the best way I can describe it, from whatchamacallit.
The aftertaste was like the worst taste I've ever had.
Sam Adams. Yeah, it was like a, almost had like a fruity aftertaste to it. Like a peach color.
It was ferocious.
Yeah, it was like a peach. Wow. It was like a beer, bad. A light beer like Samuel Adams Summer Ale with like a peach aftertaste.
The weird thing was it smelled good. Because you guys handed it to me and you're like, try this. And I smelled it. I'm like, that actually smells kind of good. And then I took a drink and it's totally got that bitter slap you in the face kind of bite to it. And you're just like, ugh.
It was like $7. No. So we're like, I'm drinking this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, how much is that? And I was like, how much is regular beer? And she was like, $5. And I turn around to Damien and I'm like, what do you want? He's like, I want that zombie. I was like, how much are those? And she's like, $7. And I was like, jeez. I was like, does the zombie dance? Does it sing and dance? And she's like, no. I was like, all right. I was like, we'll just take two of those then. So we drank that beer. And I was like, here's yours. And I took a drink and I was like, oh my God. I was almost tempted to go, this isn't what I ordered. Just to get, because it was awful.
Yeah.
It was bad. So I made everybody else drink it and acted like it was good. I was like, this is really good. Try this. So Porter and Sweeney was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Except for Dirt, because Dirt would eat a turd. So he's like, shut that back.
Oh, I forgot Dirt and Arisa there for a little while.
For a little bit. And then they went and tucked in intern over here.
And they tucked in intern Rick.
Which read him a story.
Good night. Good night, intern Rick. Yeah, so then we left there, and we were all good, and we all, like, all five of us.
I didn't remember anything.
We stumbled out of that bar. We closed the bar. We were the last ones to leave that place. We stumbled out of there. Like, Ben had already left. Max had left a long time ago. Like, you know, we were the last ones. We had stumbled out of there. And at first, we were just like, we're going to walk. Because that's apparently what we do.
I mean, to illustrate, anybody that's familiar with the Chicago area, this took place at Reggie's Rock Club. Which is not in a very nice part of town at all.
What? It is that bad.
Very, very far away from the hotel.
Yeah.
That area is pretty rocky.
Well, it was fine. Except for the one guy. So we're walking, and this guy comes running up to me and Ryan. And he's like, hey, my honkies. And Ryan's like, what? We're not your honkies. What are you doing, man? And he tried to give us some speech about how we're all from Adam and Eve, so that makes us all honkies. And then wanted money.
This was a black gentleman.
Yeah, so we were like, no, sorry, man, we ain't got no money. So he moved on from us, and he ran straight up to Scott, who's walking a couple, like, 10 feet behind us, hammered. And that's when he started asking you for money.
I don't remember any of this.
And he gets down on his knees, and he starts following you around on his knees, asking for $5.
Yeah, no, because Scott says, I have $5. And he was talking to some women that he was trying to offer money to.
Oh, that's right. Hey, I forgot about that.
$5 for two girls is not a bad deal in Chicago.
There were two girls outside the bar in the back alley taking pictures of each other. I don't know what that was about, but it was like Facebook pictures. And Scott goes up there and is like, hey, ladies, what's up, man? Scared eye.
Scared eye. I'm on it.
Then he goes, I was like, Scott, what are you doing? He goes, hey, you got $5 for these girls. And then,
so I wanted you to pay for it?
You asked me if I had $5. So
I didn't even know that.
Scott says, hey, do you have $5 so we can get these girls? I'm like, Scott, what are you doing? And then,
that's a good deal, dude.
And the girls were like, get cornbread.
I wouldn't get one.
So there was, but at the same time, that guy was there. He goes, you got $5? I'll take $5. And then all of a sudden, he gets on his knees right in front of Scott. To me, it looked like he was about to hook Scott up for $5. But
I don't agree with this story.
You around for a little bit on his knees.
I don't remember it.
Ridiculous.
Not only did he get on his knees, but like as you were walking away, he was knee walking.
I'm very handsome.
As if he was a Jawa or something.
Well, that's what it looked like. You got mad because then you like took your jacket off and you were like ready to fight this guy. And that's when we had to come and grab you and like just pull you along.
I don't have a problem with gays.
Yeah. Well, it was ridiculous. It was funny. That guy finally just walked on after he followed us for a little bit, screaming about wanting some money.
So he was obviously crazy or something.
Yeah, and then we walked a little bit further, incredibly way too drunk to be walking somewhere in Chicago. We had no idea where we were. We had no idea. Well, Ryan's trying to, like, I think we gotta go this way and that way, because he was the one most familiar with the place out of all of us.
We were good.
How long did we walk? I don't remember walking.
We walked seven or eight blocks.
Yeah, and then eventually a cab drove by, and I'm just like, "We're done. Let's get this guy right here. We need somebody to take us back."
Oh, we forgot.
Is this Ahmed?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
On the way to Reggie's, I've always wanted to do this. There's a spot in Family Guy where Peter's walking by this homeless chick or this homeless guy. And he's like, can you spare some change? And Peter stops and he goes, and he, you know, and he motions like he put something in the cup. And the guy's like, you didn't put nothing in my cup. And he goes, yes, I did. I put hope in your cup. Hope. So there was this lady and she had a cup. So I was like, this lady I'm putting hope in this place. So I walk up and I stop in front of her and she's like, you got any spare change? And I just motion like I put something in her cup and she just looks at me and I go, that's hope. I put hope in your cup. And then everybody else started cracking up, so then she got offended. See, she was perfectly happy with this hope.
She's
like, thank you, young man.
Yeah.
And then you guys start laughing, and she's like, no, I'm my laughing hope. I don't want this hope in my glass. Like, she like dumped out my hope. Get out of here. Cornbread.
Hey, not only that, but on the way to Reggie's, Scott, when we took the cab, Scott got in the front seat.
That's right.
And he
I do remember this.
The music up so loud.
And was it was that like, you that cranked the music?
Yeah. He's like, what do you want to listen to? And I was like, and I was like, no, we're not listening to this, Ahmed. So I just started pushing buttons. So he found something and he puts it on like 2 and I'm like 20. So we're jamming.
Yeah, loud as hell. I'm surprised he didn't like say, whoa, what are you doing?
And then, did you see me keep looking at him? I kept going. Like, looking at him smiling, he's just kind of like, oh, this dude's weird.
Just say something?
Yeah, that was the other guy.
That was a different one.
So, but what did you do? Because you turned it down.
No, I just turned it back down and go, hey, you ever seen Borat? No, my friend, I am not the Borat.
He said, I am not Borat. And he's like, no, I asked you if you've seen it.
So then I just turned the radio back up and we went to Reggie's.
Oh my gosh.
But it was funny because it was like
awful.
So loud that it was ridiculous. Like, obviously, it was louder than it should be. And
the speaker sounded terrible.
Yeah, like he had it cranked to the point where it hurt your ears. But like, we were drunk, we didn't care. But that guy had to been like, I don't even want to touch this radio. This guy might stab me or something.
You'll never touch a black man radio.
So, yeah. But
So that was just day one.
Well, no, because
and then we took the cab ride back, and that's where we had the conversation with the cab driver.
That dude, that cab driver was hilarious, though, because that's the one. What did we even say to make them think that?
Oh, I know what it was.
It was something about dirt.
The last one to get there has to put their balls in dirt's mouth because he's sleeping.
Yes, that's Ryan said that, and the cab driver goes, "You have dirt balls?
You have dirty balls?"
And we were like, yeah, that guy does. And we pointed at Scott. And so for the entire ride, he's yelling about how Scott's got dirty balls and he needs to go to the car wash to wash them.
He's like, look, this is what you need to do. You need to go to the car wash.
Well, this is also Sween is sitting on my lap.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, just get in. We got to get the heck out of here. And I just continued.
Talk about chaos, dude.
I just continued to call him Ahmed and Farouk for 4 or 5
yeah,
blocks.
Yeah, dude.
It was getting a little
It was getting a little racist in there.
It's not racist. Stereotyping.
Okay, it was getting a little stereotypical. But that cab driver was cracking me up because none of his stuff was making any sense. Well, we were all so drunk, it didn't matter. We were just laughing at this dude. Because he knew that he was making us laugh, so he just kept saying it. He was like, he got dirty balls, and then we would crack up, and then he would say it again.
I don't remember any of that.
It was ridiculous.
I'm very in and out throughout the night.
And then so we get back to our room, and then we just kick in the door, and everybody's sleeping, and we're just like screaming and yelling.
Loud as can be.
And then here goes Scotty Cash yelling. Everybody, we get into the back room and we're in the bed, and Scott's just like yelling
screaming
everybody's
names all night.
Get him to go, what? And he's like, you gay?
You gay?
So that goes on for
not
like
Rick, dude. It took me 27. Rick.
Turn Rick. You ain't in Rick.
What?
You gay? Yeah, Scott. God. Go to sleep. Ryan. Sometimes.
Price is right.
Yeah. Porter was if the price is right. Sween was only on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then Saturday became Saturday.
Yeah. We are awful people.
That's why I couldn't talk at all Saturday morning.
Yeah.
My throat was on fire.
Oh.
Did you say something about having to go to the doctor? When you got back into town, who was talking about having to go to the doctor?
Oh, Dave Perdue.
That was Dave Perdue. Here it is.
So this brings us to Saturday.
Yep.
So we're having a rough start in the morning, getting out and getting going because
we got up too early, dude.
Yeah, everybody was up like 8 o'clock. Like it was time to go to work or something.
Right.
So
we got to go, dude. This convention starts in 2.5 hours.
So we went to the convention again and just another good day. Although it was really packed Saturday. It was almost
kind of
like
Saturday.
San Diego.
Yeah, it was hard to walk sometimes. I couldn't believe how packed that
place
was.
We cleared out that one spot.
Oh, that's right. And this guy has a stink bomb with him. Of course he does, right? So
why wouldn't he?
So we go into the middle of the aisle where there's these people giving out free candy. So there's a lot of people there. Because he wanted to drop it somewhere else. I was like, no, drop it somewhere where there's a lot of people. So we drop it, and then like 2 minutes went by. I'm like, that really didn't do nothing. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, yes, it did. And then so everybody started, like, gagging. And then what, is it Swing who said that?
No, Purdue. Dave Scotty Cash pooped his, crapped himself.
Well, Dave Purdue swears, and we found Dave Purdue, by the way, but Dave Purdue swears that some lady threw up in her purse.
It could have been, dude. It could have been. That was bad. It was smelling
it
bad.
It was, but everybody, like, 50 people were like, oh, what is that?
Oh, my God! Like, the first one I seen, I almost peed myself, was like this 11-year-old boy that grabs his whole jacket and covers up his face like Phantom of the Opera. He's just like, oh, my God! And he's looking around like someone just died. Like, oh, my God!
But we walk, like, I don't know, 6 hours over, and it's harsh.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Oh, God, you smell that?
That's ridiculous.
It was awesome. The most...
I totally missed that.
Insane thing.
Upset.
I don't know how you didn't smell it, man. You probably did. And like, this smells stinks.
Porter.
Oh, my God.
So that made that day for me. It was fun.
Yeah, so then that night was... we hooked up with super friend Ben that day. And uh-huh. He was able to stay just for the convention.
Just for a little bit,
then
yeah.
He had to leave. But it was cool hanging out with him again. He even helped me videotape an interview, so that was awesome. He's so excited about it.
And then we saw Dave Purdue.
We saw Dave, and Dave hung out with us all night.
And then, Rick got a tattoo.
Rick got a tattoo that day.
Yeah, he did.
What'd you get?
That's a tattoo.
What'd you get, Rick?
I got, in traditional Sailor Jerry style, I got In Transmission tattooed across my chest, which is titled an AFI song. Big AFI fan, so
you do love the AFI.
I do love the AFI.
And then who was one of our board members? I think was there.
It was Mijet.
And here's the thing about it is like I did not realize. Like I kept going up watching Enter Rick's tattoo,
and he
was taking get one at the same time, and he kept looking at me, but I did not know that was him.
Well, you're not supposed to. How would you know what he looks like?
Well, apparently he came up to Dan, but I didn't put it together. But he kept looking at me and smiling, and I was like, "This I can't believe this dude's getting this big old tattoo." And I didn't until later that next day. I was like, "Oh, that's who that was." So I felt really bad, like I was ignoring him, but I just didn't.
He's lying.
Together.
You're like, "Oh, that's that one kid. Don't talk to him."
But I gotta say, he got an awesome tattoo.
It was massive.
It's huge.
He's no bigger than a minute.
How long?
That 4.5 hours.
4.5 hours. He was in that.
$750.
But it was a very, very nice tattoo.
It was shaded, colored. It was huge. It took up his whole shoulder and arm.
He actually posted pictures of it on the forums already.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah, and I've got pictures of him and Rick both getting their tattoos. So I have to put those.
I also
up.
Have some of those.
I'll have to put those up.
Because he posted a picture of me getting tattooed.
Oh, cool.
So I got to apologize to him because I had no idea. Like I didn't picture it. I didn't put it together until later that night.
We met a few fans that day. That was really cool. A couple people. All throughout the weekend, we were running into people. I always love running into people. So that was very cool stuff.
And then, we were going to have our party that night, so we decided to go eat dinner.
Oh, and great.
So we decided to go to Ed Tebevic's.
Well, first, intern Rick vanished. So let's tell that part first.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll be right back. He's just going to go to the hotel room and clean up his tattoo, and he'll catch up.
That was the intention.
Yep, so... Because Dirt and Eris had to head back home, so they left, and Rick was going to go back to the room to clean up
his
little
bit. Completely
bit.
Skipped a part.
I did?
Like straight chicks.
Oh.
Friday's like, Dirt, I'm like the party animal of all party animals, bro. And then they're like, yeah, we're not leaving until Saturday night at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and then they leave at like 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, so, I think it was good. Eris, like, wanted to go,
hey, listen,
right?
Look, we don't make
Isn't
excuses.
That why?
Listen, Dan.
I don't know. I'm
when you're
sure
in the middle, when,
stressed out.
When you're in the middle of making fun of someone, you,
okay,
you, don't,
my bad.
You don't justify
I'm sorry.
It, Rick.
I'm scared. I'm
Can
sorry.
I get love here?
I messed that
for
up.
Sure.
For sure.
So, yeah, then Rick vanished. We didn't see Rick. So it was just the rest of us. It was us and Sweeney
Purdue.
And Purdue. And we went
What's
to...
What's Purdue's board names, in case they don't know?
911 Toys.
There you go.
911 Toys.
He is they Purdue.
Ryan Porter, Swing Halleck, and three of us, and we went to Ed Debevic's.
Superfan wasn't with us. He left.
No, Superfan left. You're right.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
left. Right
it was
before
just
we
us
went
six.
To
yep.
So he had to go get his
back,
kid.
Yeah, get back to his daughter.
So we walk there, which is just apparently right up the street, which wasn't right up the street.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
it wasn't that far.
Okay, look.
Like, okay, I'm sorry you're a little girl and you freak out.
Walking
more in a block. Woody, my finger hurt. I was like, don't worry about it. We'll be okay.
You should have carried me.
So we got to the place. And, okay, in our mind, we never been in this place, but we're picturing that we're going to get in here and we can just cuss everybody out. And that's cool.
Well, that's what Ed DeBevix is the rude to you, you're mean to them, everybody's cussing and freaking out, and, you know, it's just a giant
But it's
mean
a
party.
It's a family.
Yeah, come mean. To find out, it's family.
It's family meanness.
It's more funny than it is, like, it's gimmicky. So, we go in there and order our food, and right off the bat, Dave Perdue has lost his mind, and he's just cussing up a storm.
Which I've never seen. I mean, I've only seen Dave two or three times. I've never seen him like that.
He's cracking me up.
He's normally, like, quiet and real nice.
He was cracking me up, but it was getting out of hand. It was getting uncomfortable because the lady's like, hey, no cursing in here. And he kept going. And if this was, like, a better place, it would have been awesome. But it was like, Dave Perdue, come on, you got to calm down. You're getting out of hand. But it's funny, but yeah, you can't do that.
But
the food was awesome. At least that. I mean, like, that burger was rocking. I loved it.
The food at least was good because, I mean, the restaurant was kind of my suggestion. I would have felt bad that you guys all went to eat at this place. I wasn't there, and not only was the environment not what I roasted, which, you know, totally, like, it's not always like that. I really think that you guys must have just gotten a server that was either like, not on the game or
the meanest thing she did was throw the hats at me on my hands.
Well, it was still funny though. You know, it's good to take, if you were out there and you want to take some people to a funny like food, that's fun because it's good food and it's funny because she comes up and you know they don't care about what you want. They want you to order. They don't play around. And they always throw things at you.
Straws.
Like, here's some straws.
We had 900 straws by the end of the night.
They whip like a whole pile of straws at you. Like,
here's one water. Here's 17 straws. It would be awesome if you didn't tell somebody what this place was.
And they're like, what's going on?
They're just known for their burgers. They got wonderful burgers. And you walk in there and they go, hey, you stupid. Are you about ready to order, you guys? And they would just be like, huh? Wait, what just happened? That would be awesome. But we went in there thinking that, you know, I was going to walk in and get diamond cuttered by the people's champ or slapped or cussed at. And she was just like, hey, hurry and order. I was like, wow, this is
not as bad as we
get out of here.
Yeah.
But it's still fun. And it was good.
Did you see what they brought the birthday girl, though, over in the corner?
Like a tiny cake.
The world's smallest sundae.
Yeah, they bring me the little ice cream
like,
sundae.
It looked like an eraser. Yeah. Like a little bitty eraser with a little bitty tiny spoon. That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So like the place would be really funny to tip a penny, but they probably wouldn't.
Yeah, well, they're trying to pay their bills, so it wouldn't be very funny.
Because the gratuity is included with your checks, which is obviously something they have to do because...
In a place like that,
You would think you'd be funny, but it's not funny.
Well, the guy with all the money picked up the check anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered. Lord Killen.
You're welcome.
You're always good for at least one meal per trip.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm good that I can at least do that for you. Yeah.
We love you. Amen.
D-bag.
Not to mention the roof that was over your head
in 3 days.
D-bag. So I snuck in there.
We get back to the hotel after that because that's when everybody was starting to show up for a party. And Scott decided he was going to intern Rick on us and go to bed.
Okay. Dude, so. I swear to God, I couldn't talk. My voice was completely shot all Saturday.
What are you talking about? You just need a drink.
No. Yeah. You were trying to feed alcohol, dude. When anybody would go, we're going to get drunk, I would quiver. Yeah. I just cringe because I was trashed Friday night. And I don't get drunk like that. So it was like my stomach would hurt when somebody would go, I want a good drink. I want a beer. I would just be like, oh, my God.
I wasn't looking for drinking Saturday night either.
Oh, I was ready for it.
So, yeah, I was good, too. So we did. Rick was missing still at this point. We had no idea where Rick was. Scott was.
We knew
Scott
he
went
was
laid
in.
Down.
Hey, no, wait. We knew he was in Chicago.
That's it. That's all we knew.
Because he said, hey, it's cool. I'm in Chicago.
I'm in Chicago.
Yeah. Like, oh, well, that's good that you didn't leave the city.
Rick, where are you? I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. So at this point, Ben from Nerd City and his wife and Marty the God Beast and a couple other people whose names I can't remember right now, so I feel kind of bad, but there were two or three other guys. One of them was the other Dave.
Oh, yeah, I was hammered. I can't remember people's names. It's just not happening.
From the org, I know one of those guys at least.
I doubt they remember my name, so I don't feel bad.
Yeah, so they all showed up, and they brought over Four Loko, which is this crazy energy drink slash alcoholic beverage.
It's pretty much like Spark.
Which is like Sparks, but they're flavored. They're more flavorful, these.
And I think they're 15% alcohol, so that's...
Which is Sparks are the same way. So it is just like Sparks, but these actually tasted better, because they had like... cranberry lemonade, and they had like strawberry, and they were pretty good flavors. So they were kind of awesome. And we proceeded to all get smashed off of these while recording the world's worst podcast, which, by the way, I'm editing right now because of all the F-bombs that are in it.
Well, yeah. Well, I actually didn't go in there and lay down like these yahoos claim. I actually went in there because I couldn't talk anyway.
And
everybody was screaming, so I went in there and turned on March Madness because it's going on. But every once in a while, I would pause it, and I would just hear... Well, I can't say that on here, or you'll be editing this. Yeah. But it was just F this and you piece of S and F and F and just.
Hey, leave this guy to go and watch sports during a comic book convention.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
He loves sports.
He loves sports.
It was so much fun though, and I was cracking up. I mean, it was hilarious. So I'm gonna put that up. I'm editing it. I'm actually about 75% of the way.
Are you
through.
Putting beeps in there?
Yes.
Oh,
I am.
Oh my lord.
It's yeah, because sometimes. Sometimes
yeah, it's
Ben,
like Jerry Springer.
Sometimes Ben says it every other word, so it's literally going beep 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 well, beep beep beep.
Well, it was funny because I first muted it when you guys first started doing it, and nobody was cussing. But once he got that one cuss word in, it was fair game. It was Thunderdome of cussing. It was like, look, whoever says the most cuss words in the next 5 minutes. We'll get another Four Loko.
Yeah.
So it was just...
We were all good. So it was like, yeah, they were just... And the further we got into that podcast, the more we were drinking and the more crazy it was getting. I don't know. It was wild.
It was out of hand.
But it was super amounts of fun. So we got done with that. And then a few of us, me and Killen and Purdue and Ben, went over to Ben's bar, which is just a bar right across from his house that he goes to all the time. We hung out there for the rest of the night.
And I talk about how the cab driver...
Oh, yeah! So we got in this cab, and we told him to take us to this bar. And I guess he just... He was lost. He didn't know where he was going for some reason. So, like, he's driving, and all of a sudden, he just goes, ah, crap. And he resets the timer in the cab, and he takes a turn, and he goes somewhere else. And a little bit later, he does the exact same thing. He just resets the thing again, and he starts cussing up in the front seat. and then eventually... We go down the street and he just stops in the road and he turns around and he's like, I forget what the name of the bar was, but he's like, it's such and such bar, right? And we're like, yeah. And he just goes, ugh, and he cusses again and he resets the timer again, throws it in reverse and just starts driving backwards down the street for about a whole block, throws it in reverse. And then we get to the bar that he had apparently passed about a block ago and we just stop and we're like, all right, man, so what do we owe you? And he's like, hell, I don't know. Whatever, I guess. So we're just like, here's $5, I guess. He's like, yep, that's fine. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that dude was...
Yeah, no,
that was not Ahmed then?
That was like his worst cab day ever.
Yeah. No, it was hilarious.
He probably got fired when he got back to dispatch.
Give me that $5!
So then it was just Ben and his... When we first got there, it was everybody at the party, minus, you know, Scott. And then...
And Ryan and Swain crashed,
they stayed too.
Yeah, they crashed. It was pretty late, though. I mean, we had...
It was probably a bad idea to even go here, but we did.
Yeah, we
just
did.
Just to be cool.
And we kept drinking, which was bad.
I was fine.
And you're forgetting a very important part of the story.
What?
Once again, Max did not show up.
That's right. That's
Max was down for this party, and I'll see you at the hotel, and we're going to get drunk. And
2 days in a row.
And I'm going to make up for last year when I completely ditched you guys at Wizard World. So he didn't show up.
Nope.
No, even Ben was saying.
Oh, like, Max is at home. He's probably not going to make it. And then, of course, Max the next day goes, my phone died. Sure, again. Sure it did, Max. Ben already told us that. You're a woman.
So, yeah, but then we proceeded to drink at the bar, and then everybody left. It was just me, Pixel, Dave Perdue, and Ben. And by this time, Pixel Dan's head is starting to fall on the counter. He's about ready to pass out and sleep.
Yeah,
and
I was a little too.
So we decided to go, but so then he goes and runs, and apparently he goes throws up real quick.
A little bit.
And then he comes back,
a little bit.
And then he's just sitting there at the table, done. I don't even know if he remembers anything from that point on.
He was drunk. When you came back to the hotel room, You were stumbling.
Yeah. He was so drunk, because he was, like, sleeping drunk, like, I'm about to pass out.
He was
so Ben looks at me, and he goes, shot? I'm like, yes. So he goes, and David Dude's done, too, by the way. So
yeah,
he,
Ben's a warrior, dude.
He is.
That dude, Ben, if you're listening, you are a drunken warlord.
Yeah.
So he goes back, and I'm like, let's do this, and he hands me a shot. I don't even know what it is. I just slam it down. I'm like, it ends up being, like, straight whiskey or something. I'm like, oh, harsh. But
good.
I kept it down. I was good. And then I woke up next day. Like, I didn't have any hangover problems. Oh, I was actually feeling... I was surprised, though.
See, I was fine after Friday. I was not fine after Saturday.
So I drank a lot.
I was the last one to wake up Saturday morning, and I just... Oh, I felt so bad. And it lasted almost all day,
too. Yeah, I don't know how you didn't wake up with everybody being loud. But you were snoring some Z's.
Dude. I was
out, you sawing logs.
Was I?
Yeah, you saw logs.
I thought for sure I was going to have to, like, roll you over and have Rick do some CPR on you because you were... You sounded like you were about to die.
It's because I drank,
drank
too much.
I was on we all three slept in the same bed.
Hey, don't tell him that.
Well, private info.
Well, the bed was like 12 by 12.
It was huge.
It was ginormous. But yeah, when I got up in the morning, you both were like... So...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was well rested. I was good. I still didn't have a voice.
Friday night, didn't you also accidentally shut Dirt's respirator off?
Yes! Oh,
I came in drunk on Friday night.
I remember that.
And I was looking for my phone charger, and Dirt was sleeping where I had plugged it in, and I thought he unplugged it, so I was, like, trying to trace the cords, and somehow, and Dirt wears this, like,
Ventilator.
So he can breathe
at night. Sleep apnea.
So, I unplugged it accidentally, and all of a sudden, you hear it's a machine, so you hear, and then all of a sudden you see Dirt get up. He's like looking around, like I'm about to die. I'm like, oh, sorry, bro. So I plugged him back in. I'm like, sorry, I was looking for my phone charger. He's like, it's over there.
No, he goes, it's over there, and you go, no, my phone charger. And he goes, yeah, it's over there. And he goes, no, I plugged it over here. He goes, Damien, I moved it over there. And you're like, oh, okay.
So yeah, I almost killed Dirt, but yeah.
Good job, dude.
That was pretty sweet. And then Saturday, on the way to the convention, Dave Perdue apparently scratched the skin off his retina. So that's what he ended up doing. But he was complaining about that all day and all night. And
his eye, yeah.
He was in a world of hate.
Yeah, he ended up going to the doctor, I think, when he got home, right?
Yep. So he's got some Vicodin, and he's off for a few days. So
yeah, he's good.
He's probably great. He's probably real happy.
But Sunday was kind of the wind-down day. I wasn't feeling too great, and there was...
And we were pretty much done with the convention by this point, so we just kind of looked around for any good deals, which there wasn't many.
Yeah, usually on Sundays, they turn their signs around, and it's, you know, the half-price comic day, or it's make me an offer on these
really
toys.
They didn't really do that, did they? That's weird.
If it was $13 on Friday, it was $13 on Sunday.
There was a few places that moved down a little bit, but not much. So I was expecting clearing out, but they weren't. So we did that for a little while, and then we knew we were getting hungry, and... So we stayed until about time Sween and Ryan left, and then we decided that we were going to go to Chinatown and get some food and check some stuff out before we left.
Bootlegs.
And that's the Chinatown story, which we already told.
Yep.
I did have part of my best time on Sunday, though. I mean, didn't have really anything going on as far as wanting to buy anything. It was just kind of wandering around aimlessly. And
it wasn't so packed,
show,
too.
Like, the entire show, I had wanted to meet Claudio Sanchez from Coheed and Cambria. He was there promoting his Amory Wars book. And I didn't ever see him, but I finally ran into him on Sunday while he was trying on a kilt.
Yeah.
And I was polite, and I waited for him to finish. And he and his very, very attractive wife went back to their table. And he was so amazingly gracious. Like, he let me talk to him. And he personalized, I think, 3 or 4 books to me. And then he personalized one to my sister with a quote of lyrics that I wrote for her on the cover of the book.
Cool.
So, like, that was just totally awesome. So,
was he's an artist or something?
He's, like, he writes the stories.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
I knew you were saying that, but I never did ask you who he was.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Eliza Dushku was there. I totally missed her. I'm upset.
She was the only celebrity that had the tent construction.
Oh, that's why I didn't see her.
Oh, that Buffy chick?
Yeah, she was Buffy. She was in Dollhouse.
Did Thor ever end up showing up?
Yeah, he was there.
Was he?
He was there too, wasn't he? You had Danny to pay. McBride. You had to pay extra money to go see him. It was like a VIP thing.
Yeah. Oh, I would have hung out with Thor for a little bit. Hey, what about when I started making my own prices on stuff?
Oh, yeah. So Scotty Cash's tactic to get a lower price was to steal off the price tag and go, how much is this? And every time it came out cheaper than with the tag said, you're like, I don't know, $10.
That is bogus, dude. Wow.
Hey, that's not my fault, dude. Wow. If you don't know how much you got your stuff for, that's your bet.
He thought he tried it out, but then it actually worked, and I was like, you're kidding me. But he still was like, no, that's too high.
Yeah, no.
Still let me buy it.
I'll give you $5.
It was like 50% off of what it originally was. It was 20, and she's like, oh, no, 10.
I was like, because Damien's like, you got to get that. And I was like, if they'll do it for like 10 or something, I'll do that. So I walk up, I take the tag off, and I go, how much is this? And she goes, I don't know, hold on. 10? I go, no, I don't want it.
Bogus.
So I go back Sunday to get it. I'm going to offer him like 5, and it's sold. But it is what it is.
But yeah, it was a good time.
It was a really good time. I had a great time at the show. I had a really great time hanging out with Ryan and Sween and Dave and Superfan and Ben and everybody else we hung out with.
And shout out to Shadow.
Shadow 2 and Kaizel from the forums.
For sure. Yeah, I wish we would have caught up.
Thanks for your gifts to us, by the way. We do appreciate it.
You know what's funny is when Sween seen him earlier, Sween tried to run after him and catch up to him so we could hang out with him. But then they got away too fast. And then we were trying to contact them through, like, their email or whatever. And their freaking phone number's on Facebook. So if we just would have looked on Facebook, we could have called them.
Oh,
yep. Man.
Well, technology, we didn't know.
Yeah, what's this new thing called computers?
It's the first time we've ever done it. So, yeah, that was pretty much the day for us. And we did a nice little drive back. And
well, I messed with the one last cab driver that apparently drove around the block. And Brick decided he wasn't going to tell us.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
He was on his Bluetooth, and he was like, you know, talking like, what is it? What
he
is
looked it? Like he was Indian, maybe.
Yeah, he was not. He was just not in a good mood. He's just like, where are you going? Or like, and I clearly said, the Hard Rock Hotel. No doubt about it. Because every time we got in a cab, I was usually the one that told him where we were going, and I didn't want to mess that up. Yeah, so it was Hard Rock Hotel. So we get in the cab, and it's like, I don't know, 2 minutes in, and I'm kind of getting bored, so I'm like, well, I'm going to start messing with this guy. So he's talking on his phone, and he's like, you know, whatever he's saying, and I'm just going, what'd you say? Hey, what'd you say? And then he's not saying anything, so I start going, did you say something, Rick? So apparently...
And I was totally like, oh, I'm just talking to myself.
Yeah, I'm just talking to myself, and I'm like, you say something, Dan? And Damien is cracking up, and every time he talks, me and Damien are like... giggling like little girls. So that's probably what pissed him off.
I kept having to look out the other side of the glass so he could not see my face.
Well, I think he was having phone sex on his Bluetooth.
Oh, cause, yeah, oh for sure.
He was like,
oh, yeah. Oh. It was so weird, man. It was so weird.
But apparently he just kept driving around the block and none of us realized it except for freaking Rick
after
here.
After we crossed Wacker Drive the second time, I was kind of starting to raise my eyebrow a little bit. And then he was like, you said Hard Rock Cafe, right? And that's whenever I was like, no. No, you're doing this on purpose, D-Bag. We said Hard Rock Hotel on Michigan for sure.
That's what I get for messing with this guy.
Yeah.
It's totally Scotty's fault.
If that's all I get is a couple extra blocks out of the way for everybody I messed with throughout the weekend, that's a good deal. That's a good deal. That's not as good as a deal as $5 for two chicks, but that's a pretty good deal.
So I also got to give a shout-out to Talon from our forums, who also does a lot of stuff with action figure picks, because we met him, and he actually hooked me up with a gun for my vintage Mosquitor figure, which I have not had ever. I've never been able to get a hold of, and he hooked me up with that, so that was very nice of him. I don't know. I ran into him the first day. Sween and I ran into him and talked to him for a little while.
That wasn't the guy with the random Pop Culture Network shirt, was it?
No, that was Ray. That was Ray, so we gotta give a shout out to Ray too. He's the one who was there with his son, and he's the one that let us use the Gregory the Vampire bat for that episode of That New Toy Smell last year.
Which I didn't remember, and I was like, why doesn't a guy have one of my shirts?
That's my shirt.
Like, who stole one of our shirts and gave it to this guy? But then I realized who, after you said that, I was like, oh yeah, I saw him last year at C2E2, and he gave us that bat.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's my bat. But
yeah, so yeah, shout out to Ray and his awesome son. And Talon, it was great meeting you guys too. And of course, yeah, Kaizel and Shadow 2 and Me Jet And I'm trying to remember anybody else that we might have ran into. Do you guys remember?
Well, we met some people that
there were a few people,
YouTube subscribers.
Yep, there were a few people that were just YouTube subscribers, so we made sure to give them a hard time about not being on the forums.
Get on the forum, go!
Yep. But it was pretty cool talking to everybody that came up to talk to us.
No, it was awesome. Hysterical because he goes, hey, you're Scotty Cash, right? And I was like, yeah, yeah, actually I am. And then he looks over because Dan's probably like 5 feet over from me. And he goes, oh, Pixel Dan, cool, great. And then he goes, Sween. Yes, I love all of your reviews. I watch your Masters. I watch your Power Rangers. And I watch your Ninja Turtle. And Ryan Porter's standing there and he goes, and you. And Ryan goes, Ryan Porter, I do, you know, Comics Nation podcast. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, comics. Yeah, that's right. And Ryan's like, I'll take the freaking picture. You don't read my stuff. Because yeah. The guy's like, can I get a picture? And he's like, I'll do it. You don't read my stuff. Yeah. And then the guy goes, no, no, I do, I do. And then Ryan goes, are you on the board? No, no, I just watch through YouTube. So apparently he watches these podcasts through YouTube, which don't exist. I thought that was hysterical.
Comics Corner? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He reads the Comics Corner through YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan goes, I'll take this stupid picture. You don't read it anyway. That was awesome. I did love Ryan, dude.
Yeah.
Porter was his man.
That's okay, Ryan. I don't read him either. So.
Bogus.
Who's Ryan Porter?
Yeah.
I thought he was the guy that fixes the toilets. I don't
what?
I don't know what I'm saying.
All right.
Did we say anything about Voltron?
Voltron. We did not say anything about Voltron. We can talk about it real quick because there was some rumors kind of floating around about Voltron. So the thing that's being said, I guess some of the designers were kind of there were two designers at the Mattel booth.
They were finally able to say this, correct?
And well. Technically, this is not an official announcement.
Oh, okay.
Because I went and talked to Danielle and Robin, who are the two ladies that work there, and Danielle's with PR, and I asked her specifically, I was like, well, can you guys tell us about Voltron? Is there anything to announce? And she kind of did that. She smiled.
That's a good question.
Yeah, she smiled at me real big, and she's like, I can't tell you. And I was like, well, I'm kind of hearing some rumors about Voltron, and she's like, there's nothing official yet. She's like, the only thing I can tell you is that they're going to, we'll have it at San Diego to show off, and that there's going to be a really awesome Voltron exclusive at San Diego. She says, but I can't say anything else other than that.
Oh,
now,
she should have said that.
What the designers were apparently telling people, because I guess those is, I don't know specifically who, and I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Well, one of our guys talked to.
Yeah, it was Talon.
Talon
was the one who had talked to him, and I think this is kind of getting around the internet now, too. But they're saying that the way it's going to be sold is right now they're looking to price them the lions at $30 a piece. And the lions are going to be a mixture of plastic and die-cast metal parts. And they're going to include a pilot action figure that will be able to fit inside the lion. And once you get all five lions, you'll be able to combine them together to make about a 3-foot-tall Voltron.
Can't wait.
Cannot wait.
So if this is legit, I am so stoked. That is awesome. Yeah, that is incredible. And if those really are only $30 a lion, I mean, that's well worth it.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
If there was like...
a figure and it's made out of die cast and plastic pieces.
Yeah.
And there's five, right?
Yeah.
30, 60, there's 90, 120, 150. So if they're like, hey, give us $150 for a 3-foot tall...
Yeah.
You know...
Voltron. What's articulated with die cast with action figures that fit inside of it. I mean, come on, dude.
Well, even 150, you might go, ooh, that's a lot.
Hey, how much
but
was...
But when you split it up like that, it's wonderful.
But how much was that Toyonami Voltron that just came out?
$150.
And that was just a PVC,
plastic.
Yeah. This is going to be like a full-on Voltron toy.
But if this is legit, does it make you question logistics of no DeLorean for the Back to the Future line or how they're dragging their heels on doing a Castle?
I don't know. You can't even...
Well, Voltron's way better than...
It's a line that hasn't been redone so it's for a while, so legitimately in that size and scale, so they probably expect it's a full total sellout.
But are the figures actually going to be 6 inches? I bet they're going to be more around
three and three quarter, four inches.
Like the Voltron 3 figure from the 80s.
Yeah, like the originals.
Because remember, that's their thing with the DeLorean. They're saying that 6-inch figures are too big for a DeLorean.
Right.
I bet these Voltron figures are going to be smaller scaled. But, oh, God, I hope that's true.
I don't want a 6-inch Voltron figure.
No, I mean, because, well, you want the characters, but the thing that makes Voltron cool is Voltron.
The cat.
You know, you want the robots.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm totally fine with
unless it's going to come with a 2-foot lion, I don't want it.
Yeah, okay.
If it's a 6-inch figure and a 2-foot lion.
So, yeah, exciting stuff.
Is
I really
it
going to
light up and have battle sounds?
Yes.
Awesome. Pew, 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 pew.
I also saw that they were saying that each lion would come with a piece to form the blazing sword as well.
So I think I heard that too, kind of like a build thing for the sword.
You heard that because I lied and told you that.
Oh, because Killen lied.
Hey, what about, was that Young Justice stuff that you were telling me about, the Hall of Justice? Was that already released?
Yes,
too?
Yes. Okay. The
I had never heard that.
The Young Justice figures are going to come with build up parts to build the Hall of Justice.
So you can actually live in the Hall of Justice.
the real one, yes.
I can't wait.
Cool stuff.
It takes 36,000 figures, but you can live in the real Hall of Justice.
What about that shady vendor that I talked to that suggested that our first galactic hero is going to be Flipshot?
Well, so you don't even bring that up.
That was, yeah. People just, those vendors think they know everything.
He actually had a toy line that he made himself that was the Amigo style toy line that he had prototypes with.
Really?
And they were actually fairly nice.
Universal, I don't know. According to this vendor,
he has Universal Monster license.
According to this vendor, his friend is one of the people that sculpts the Masters of the Universe figures, and they showed him the prototype of Flipshot.
Steve.
Now, unless this guy is really good friends with one of the Four Horsemen,
Steve,
he is wrong. Right.
And if he is, you know better than to run around going, yeah, Flipshot.
Yeah,
Flipshot.
Exactly. Steve. So that's why I'm just like, you can't just be listening.
And there was also,
vendors don't know most of the time.
There was also a guy at Wizard World that said that all the Masters of the Universe classic figures were exclusives. And there was only 5,000 made, or 1,000. Remember that guy?
Oh, I love, yeah, people try to put numbers on them. Liar. There was no numbers.
Very
on
limited.
Things.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that looks like, you know, Evil Lyn, where there's already been a bajillion of them made. You're a liar.
Oh, and when somebody's like, oh, there was only 1,000 made of that, I want to go, don't you know who I am? But then they'll probably go, yeah, you're the guy that don't know about the shoulders. And then I'll go, oh, you're probably right about
you're
that 1,000.
You're the biggest fool on YouTube, that's right.
You're probably right about that 1,000 thing, then, my bad.
You don't like Transformers, you don't like
that. I love Transformers. Scotty Cash.
What? Nuh-uh.
Yeah,
you ratings. Can't be my friend.
That's all my ratings.
You can't be my friend if you're going to like Transformers.
I'm all about ratings, so me and you aren't friends, man.
Oh, man.
What? I like Legos.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
I like, hey, Chinatown, pet turtle, $12.
It was tiny.
Hey, I almost bought that thing.
It was super
I got home, and Gwen's like, you should have bought that for Ryland. I was like, what are we going to do with a turtle, man? Come on.
How would you get it back from
Hey, China? Did she check me, though? I go, hey, well, I don't know. It's a turtle in Chinatown, so maybe I'm thinking it's like it's a special turtle. And I go, hey, what do you feed this? And she looks at me, and she goes, turtle food?
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, Chinese girl, come outside.
It was hilarious.
Like, what is that, though? Pellets? Is it?
See, and then she showed him the bottle.
Yeah, here, stupid cornbread white guy. Hey, whoa, then I just went outside and cried.
But hey, $12 for a turtle in his own little environment carrying case?
For sure.
Totally worth it.
It was super cool.
I would have bought it, but we already have enough animals, and I just would have ended up taking care of it like I do everything else.
Yeah.
But you could have grown up and learned to fight and...
Like a
swing would have been. Oh, you're awesome! You got swing. It
too. Scotty Cash, you're the man. Skate or die.
What?
That's Swing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, Swing loves skateboarding. He's like Rick.
Oh, okay. All right. Was there anything else that we need to bring up for C2E2? Or is that a wrap up for today? All right. Yeah, it was awesome. It was great.
Oh, there was a toy exclusive.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, it was that DC Direct. Yeah,
we didn't know about it until we got
White
there.
White Lantern, Batman, and White Lantern Flash.
Similar to the way they did last year, but. If they keep with the tradition they did last year, it should also fall and be at San Diego.
That's right.
So maybe we get another chance at it, and this one was a little harder to obtain than last
year.
You had
to go get one of them bracelets.
I didn't. Well, that one chick, when me and you walked by, she was going to buy us some. Remember that?
But she couldn't because they were limited one per person. She did obviously know what she was talking about.
Well, no, she had a brick. Maybe she didn't want it.
What's she doing?
She was waiting in line with her boyfriend or whatever. She's like, well, did you want one of these? And I was like, no, I don't want that.
Yeah,
like because I don't. If I get anything, it's going to be Maddie because I don't want a DC Direct thing to go with my Maddie
your DC
stuff.
Universe stuff. Right. Yeah, yeah. Generally, I don't really care for the DC Direct stuff very much, except for those Arkham Asylum figures.
Are
They're
you
awesome.
Purist? You're a purist.
No,
purist.
I'm the main.
Purist. Oh yeah, yeah, that too.
Puritan.
All right, guys. So I think that's going to wrap up our C2E2 discussion. It was an awesome time, Sween, Ryan. It was so awesome hanging out with you guys.
I can't wait.
Can't wait to do it again. Bogus.
It was a lot of fun.
Like Sween anyway.
They were super cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to do it again. It's going to be awesome.
They were totally starstruck by me, but it's okay. I'm used to it.
That's Lord Kid. And me and Sween had a heart-to-heart at the bar. Both of us were hammered.
Really?
I do recall that.
Really?
What are you talking about?
Oh, can't say.
Oh, okay.
They love each other.
You know, Scott, come here, kiss, Sween.
They don't appreciate you, but I do. I do.
No, it was like, no, your reviews are better. I was like, dude, yours are totally turtle better, bro.
That's hilarious. All right, guys. As always, make sure you're checking the site every day for lots of original content. We have a lot of amazing contributors on our site who make excellent videos and podcasts for us that are posted every single day of the week. So make sure you're checking all of that out. Our C2E2 coverage is slowly getting onto the site. There really wasn't a lot of new stuff, as we've talked about, but there are some cool videos going up. We've already got some podcasts and some photos posted, so make sure you guys are checking all of that stuff out. And while you're on the site, make sure you check out the Pop Culture Network store, where everything that you purchase will help to keep us producing. So if you guys like what we're doing, then shopping at the store is definitely the best way to keep us going.
Get a present.
Yeah.
So actually, and just to let everybody know, we did get a massive toy trade-in today, which includes tons of Palisades
Muppets,
which
exclusive,
which we never get.
So. Exclusive Muppets. Yep, we got a bunch of those. We got Masters 2000X figures. We got Space Ghost figures. We got
some more Marvel Legends. There's more Marvel Legends.
Puppet Masters. All kinds of crazy stuff. So,
is there any question?
No. I'm going to be busy this next week listening all this stuff, but stay tuned to the site. If you guys are interested in any of that stuff, it'll be good stuff to pick
and
up.
Marvel Legends.
And
Marvel
Legends. Space Ghost Coast to Coast figures.
We already said that, dude.
I want everybody to know because Space Ghost. Oh, and Road Warrior. You didn't say that.
Space Ghost.
What did you the wrestler? You don't do nothing for me.
All right, guys. Oh, and stay tuned because that crazy raunchy podcast is getting posted the next day or so. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm against that, and I love Transformers.
No! All right, guys. Until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
Okay.
Intern Rick.
Scotty K.
Talk to you guys then.